From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The state police are investigating racist graffiti found along a state highway in Durham September 13th. State Police Public Information Officer Stephen Neville said a motorist reported seeing graffiti containing racial slurs painted at the intersection of Route 145 and Allen Teeter Road. Neville said the Department of Transportation responded and removed the graffiti. The incident remains under investigation by the State Police Bias Crime Unit. Making graffiti is a Class A misdemeanor. The incident this weekend follows another recent vandalism report in Greene County. In late July, a Black Lives Matter sign in Cornwallville was broken to pieces. Another sign reading, and I quote, "I support law enforcement," end quote, posted on Main Street in Cairo, was spray painted with the letters BLM in July. And the Catskill Police Department has yet to make an arrest in its investigation of an incident in August during a virtual meeting of the Catskill School Board. During that teleconference about school reopening plans, an unknown caller directed racial slurs towards Catskill Superintendent Ronald Cook and a district parent. Lieutenant Ronald Frasello said the Catskill PD is being assisted by the State Police Computer Crimes Unit in that investigation. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey's reporting for the Daily Freeman. Artist Susan Fulton Rohrmeyer is contemplating legal action against the Red Hook Library after the mural that she and other artists created for the Children's Learning Garden was painted over in 2019. Rohrmeyer said, and I quote, "I am extremely heartbroken, but I feel like anything I say is secondary because the law is supposed to protect these things from happening. What they've done is broken the law," end quote. The 24-foot-long mural was commissioned after the Red Hook Bicentennial Celebration in 2012. She and fellow artist Jeff Crane painted the mural, which was conceptualized by Loretta Campagna, who, along with her husband Frank, was behind the creation of the Children's Learning Garden. The mural depicted barnyard and woodland animals and the Hudson River and was painted along a retaining wall at the rear of the library. Rohrmeyer said that by painting over the piece and without providing the artist with notice, the library violated the Visual Artist Rights Act of 1990, a federal statute that, in certain situations, protects artists against the destruction of their work in public spaces. Red Hook Public Library Director Dawn Jarding said the mural was covered as part of an ongoing effort to update children's spaces at the library. The new artwork will depict the life cycle of the monarch butterfly. Jarding said, and I quote, "I never imagined that this would be such a big deal. We have very limited space here at the library, and we work very hard to make the most of it," end quote. The library mural is the second mural in a public space in Red Hook to be covered in recent months. In June, a mural on the side of a building on South Broadway was painted over by the building's owner after claims that the artwork was racist. The effort to remove that painting was spearheaded by Jardine's daughter, Julia. Jardine rejected the notion that the library action and her daughter's were connected. She said of comparing the two, and I quote, "apples and oranges," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A new OBGYN facility has opened at St. Peter's Internal Medicine in Valencia. Jeffrey Hunt, the president and CEO of Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, said, and I quote, "St. Peter's decided that they would try to fill the vacuum that was missing in Columbia County. We're happy to have that facility for women to be available to utilize in Columbia County and not have to travel all the way to Albany," end quote. St. Peter's Health Partners has offices in Slingerlands and Albany. Sue Kohler, a nurse practitioner at the new facility, said they are able to provide care for high and low-risk pregnancies, gynecological exams, blood work, ultrasounds, and a host of other services for women. Maternity patients deliver and surgical procedures are performed at St. Peter's Hospital in Albany. St. Peter's has been working on the project since late 2019, according to Courtney Weisberg, the public relations and digital communications specialist at St. Peter's Health Partners. St. Peter's Internal Medicine in Valencia was formerly known as Chatham Internal Medicine. Pregnant women have been forced to travel to Albany for labor and delivery since Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson eliminated its childbirth services in October 2019. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. WNEW reports that smoke from the West Coast wildfires has reached the Hudson Valley. So far, only light smoke has reached New York, but heavier smoke should arrive in a few days. Air quality is still considered good locally, according to meteorologists. There are 87 large wildfires actively burning in 10 states along the U.S. West Coast. There is also a possibility that next weekend the Hudson Valley gets another atmospheric visitor, as Hurricane Sally may pass through our area. The hurricane is expected to hit the Gulf Coast and take its time heading northeast, when it is expected to weaken and drop lots of rain. Check back with WGXC for future air quality reports and weather forecasts. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.